like plants.
Gladiolas,
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living
if
without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the air.
Grab your paddle and get out there and garden, huh?
I like that. Paddle instead of your shovel or pruners.
Today it's Rowboat Gardening with Steve and Gwen. Good morning, everybody. It is Garden Talk live at KSRO Radio in Santa Rosa, California. Rain or shine, sleet or hail, just like the mail, Garden Talk continues. We're on the air once again and delighted to be here on a pre-Thanksgiving Saturday. Should be a lot of fun this morning. We'll head out to the market in just a moment to check in with Dennis Dunn a little bit later on. Chef John Ash, truly a master of Thanksgiving, will be in the KSRO kitchen this morning to have open mic with you. Any cooks out there that are, you know, stressed about the upcoming meal and want to unburden themselves and get the master's feedback, John is available. He's cooked thousands of turkeys in his life, and every year since 1987, we have devoted the week before Thanksgiving to having an open forum here to talk with our listeners about what they're planning for Thanksgiving, and if they're having any angst, to hopefully assuage that angst with some great feedback about what to do and what not to do and a timeline for Thanksgiving. It's always a lot of fun, this particular show. We hope you'll be able to stick around for the Good Food Hour today at 11 o'clock. Let's go out to the original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center, where Dennis Dunn is standing by with his umbrella.
Nope, I'm underneath my canopy, the privacy of my own canopy.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I can hear the rain in the background.
Yes. liquid sunshine.
Liquid sunshine. I'm sure there are people that are going to brave the weather, as well they should, to help our farmers and our local vendors and producers this morning. Probably a smaller farm market today, I would imagine, Dennis.
Yeah, it's except, I mean, all of our farmers are here.
Oh.
All of our farmers are here.
Wow.
Ancillary products, we really lose out.
Wow, that's really encouraging. Well, I would do my part to, after the air, to come up and patronize the farmers and buy some root vegetables, because that's one of the things I'll be cooking for Thanksgiving, are roasted root vegetables, parsnips and turnips and carrots, a little bit of apple cider vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, the perfect side dish. Maybe some Brussels sprouts, too.
Absolutely. We have all of the above today. I've actually made two passes, so like I'm doing this from memory, and so I could get dicey.
Okay. So, I know your memory's rapidly fleeting, so let's get to it. What farmers are there this morning? What have you noticed in the world of produce?
Well, let's see. The first thing I looked for this morning was celery. So Foggy River has tons of celery because, you know, that's used in stuffing and all kinds of things.
Okay, celery. Check mark.
Lots of potatoes. Foggy River has Bodega Reds as well as Luther Burbank Russets. Tom Noble at Armstrong Valley has fingerlings, just great for roasting, and some Yukons and some German butterballs.
Marvelous. The fingerlings are great for roasting, but remember, it's the russets for those mashed potatoes. You don't want to use fingerlings or any of those.
That's right. That's right.
So we got a good selection of taters this morning and also celery, and I'm sure there's, well, whatever. Mushrooms. Are there any mushrooms there this morning?
Lots of mushrooms. Sam from Bohemian is here, as well as Duncan's Mushrooms, so you can get shiitakes and creminis and button, you name it, they've got them.
Marvelous.
Also, there's yams and sweet potatoes here today as well.
Okay, we got yams, sweet potatoes, we got mushrooms. A lot of people like a mushroom stuffing. I'm one of those that likes those too. So we got everything to do, make our side dishes, our vegetables, our stuffing. What about a crab appetizer? Can you help me on that one?
Oh, absolutely. And Ella's is here with the live crab and the crab pot's boiling.
Yours truly, Mr. Garner, was there on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. picking out two fatties. Two big boys. Man, oh, man. I have to, you know, you can wax poetic for those of us that love crab, but I can't remember sweeter, plumper, juicier crab in my 45 years of eating crab. First, maybe it was because we were so deprived last year. Maybe that was it.
But it could be. It could be. But they were averaging between 2.5 and 3 pounds a piece.
We had two crabs, and it was almost 6 pounds. And
yeah.
It was just a spectacular event. So for those folks that are looking and have been deprived, go to the small guy. I mean, nothing wrong with the big supermarkets that are carrying them, but patronize the people that are out there actually catching the crab and cooking the crab themselves. So lots of great crab for crab appetizers, maybe a crab souffle, or lots of wonderful ways of having crab on our Thanksgiving table, too. And what about seafood? Are there other seafood vendors there?
Princess Seafood is here with their they've got coho tails, I believe, on sale, and they've got albacore and king salmon as well.
Good.
So. Love Princess Seafood. And Anna's is here with her full selection of clams and oysters and all kinds of other seafood as well.
Yeah, Myra's can load up on oysters for those that love oyster stuffing, too. Another great stuffing idea. So we got our produce taken care of, our seafood taken care of. What about meat, poultry, things like that?
We've got John Ford is here with his wonderful beef and beef hot dogs. Ed and Deb Owens from Owens Family Farm is here with pork, and I believe they have lamb today. Salmon Creek is here with geese, the new turkey, and they've also have beef and goat.
By the way, what's happening at the lovely Sausage Emporium, Franco and Dennis Dunn's today?
Thanksgiving specials. We have the loose sage sausage for regular bread stuffing, and we have andouille for cornbread stuffing. And then if you'd like a little appetizer, we have Tuscan chicken liver pate.
Oh, man, oh, man. I want to thank you for the wonderful kielbasa that you sold me on Wednesday. We cooked that up with a beautiful beet and sauerkraut.
Sounds good.
Oh, it was sensational. Great kielbasa, too. So all your sausage needs from the Emporium. Did you have any chance to imbibe a carbohydrate or two this morning?
I've already had a bacon cheddar green onion scone from Dominique. She has bacon pasties, and then she's got her usual array of croissants. I believe she's got her chocolate and berry and regular croissants as well. She has no pies, but she's taking pie orders for Thanksgiving to pick up Wednesday.
Okay, great. Dominique's got a full supply of croissants, taking pie orders today. Who restaurant wise? Who's there? And what? I guess there's some hot. Did you start with hot coffee this morning?
The Runaround Brewers here with hot coffee. Okay. As far as food goes, you can get anything today. We are loaded. Minhee's Soul Kitchen. The taco places here with their tacos and quesadillas and pozole. The falafel fixes here with the beautiful falafel. One of the best falafels I've ever had, as a matter of fact. Foodie Farmhouse just pulled in with their big truck. And Laka is here. And she's got hot chai, too.
Oh, man, what a perfect morning for a hot chai. Support these local farmers. They're coming out in this inclement weather for the original certified farmers market. Anybody providing entertainment today, or did they sleep in?
No, they can come and talk to me. I'll crack a joke or two.
It's all there. It's all happening today at the original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center, which is 60 seconds off of Highway 101 at the River Road exit. You can't miss it. Look for the billowing white tents. And this is the time when our farmers, local producers do need us on the inclement weather days. It's easy to go out when the sun is shining, but a little tougher to get motivated to get out there. But they're there, and we should be there too. Make new friends and run into probably some of your neighbors. 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. Find Dennis Dunn, buy a sausage from him too. And if you missed today, don't forget the Wednesday market. You couldn't do better than ordering a pie from Dominique, I have to tell you.
And Wednesday's market will be rather large. It's usually a pretty big market, vendor-wise and customer-wise.
So put that on your calendar also this Wednesday. Everybody will be there for the pre-Thanksgiving Farmers Market. Thanks so much, Dennis, and happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great Thanksgiving, you guys.
You too. Take care.
Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market, our longest running year-round farmers market since the late 1960s, when Gwen was still in diapers, just to stop.
Thank you.
Let's see. We're at 16 after, so that means we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back. And, heck, this is the perfect time to get out all your seed catalogs.
Hey, no, they're not out yet. You would get out your 2016 catalogs.
When are they coming out?
Not till like the end of middle of December.
Oh, it's a little early for that, huh?
Or, you know, maybe the beginning of December.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any, so I'm assuming nobody else has gotten any.
Well, we should certainly be talking about what will be done, because, boy, we planted tons of bulbs at the Gardeners because the soil has just been so perfect. We put out those wildflower seeds, spread those out a couple weeks ago. I'm hoping with this rain that will really activate those wildflowers from the Seedosphere people of Santa Rosa. We gave away a bunch of those a couple of weeks ago on the show, which was very nice. And other things we might be thinking about also as far as looking at when the dry spell hits after this rain. Our first spraying, probably. Our first dormant spray pretty soon, November, December, shouldn't we?
You could talk about that too. Yeah.
A lot to Peach talk about this morning on Garden Talk. 636-1350. Give us a call. Gwen can tell you about cooking turkey also. She's cooked a few, too. No.
Sure I could.
Sure she could. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com, whichever way you choose to communicate with us at Garden Talk. We'd love to hear from you, either with a question about your garden, maybe a suggestion for something to plant in the fall and winter, things you should and shouldn't be doing. You got a problem? Snap a photo if your lens is waterproof and download that to us, steve@ksro.com.
And also tell us a funny story that has happened to you also, because I have one to share with everyone.
A funny story happened to me yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear funny stories that happen to people.
636-1350. Going to your calls after this. We'd love to hear from you for this pre-holiday Garden Talk.
Honored by both the Radio and TV Digital News Association and the AP for best newscast in the West. 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, I'm Joyce Tafala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrats Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your Thanksgiving feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to quail and rabbit. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest Thanksgiving feast is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
It's that time of year when our homes are filled with friends, family, and fun. Don't forget to make sure your heating system will run. I hope you're not embarrassed when friends and family show up. That won't happen when you call 1-844-5-TUNE-UP. Yes, warm comfort in your home is a must. There's nothing worse than a frozen holiday party gone bust. Grandpa's advice while sipping eggnog from a cup: take care of your heater by calling 1-844-5-TUNE-UP. Your heart will be filled with joy for this reason. We donate $5 for every tune-up to the homeless shelter this season. Put off the maintenance and wait for your furnace to go pow, or call 1-Hour at 1-844-5-TUNE-UP right now. This is Paul Bigham with 1-Hour Heating and Air. Giving to your furnace, your guests, and the homeless will show that you care. There are two ways to get your $49 tune-up, so don't delay. Log on to 1hourheatandac.com or dial 1-844-5-TUNE-UP today.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
So many raindrops. It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. Welcome, beautiful rain here in Sonoma County. Was up in Seattle last week, and they're no stranger to rain. Lots of rain in Seattle all the time. But we did get one day, believe it or not, of sunshine and perfect weather in Seattle, sandwiched in between like a week of rain.
Wow.
And nothing's more beautiful. I'll tell you, very few cities are as beautiful as Seattle when the sun is shining. The beautiful coastline, the beautiful bay there. It's just a magnificent city.
Oh,
and then
neat.
To come back and get some rain this week is very exciting. KSRO's Garden Talk on the air. You can reach us at 636-1350. Our uniformed producer is in the other room, ready to take your call. We'll get you right on to talk with Gwen Kilcher. Gwen co-writes the Popular Plant Doctor column. We'll look at the Popular Plant Doctor column in just a few minutes. It's in today's Press Democrat. It must be the first or third Saturday of the month.
Right? Third?
It is the third. And that's when that column's in. Dana and Gwen have co-written that column for close to 30 years. And many of you know Gwen has given the Master Series Library Garden Talks for many, many years around Sonoma County. Also consults and has for many years. And insults also. Consults and insults. Gardeners around the community. And also finds time to work on her 2.5 acres of vegetables and fruits and ornamentals north of Santa Rosa. Last week, Was it a call or you brought up about cinder block gardening? Someone was asking about using, is that a call
Gail,
on the
yeah,
air?
Yeah, Gail called in and wanted to know if it was safe to use cinder blocks as vegetable beds.
Because she was wondering about possible leaching and, from the concrete and all of that.
Yeah, and I've checked with 10 different sources and sites, and it's 50-50. You can't get a straight answer from anybody. So the bottom line is there is this fly ash that is a byproduct of coal that they use in mixing up this with to make the cinder blocks. So that, if it leaches out, is a problem. But nobody really can tell you if it's in the cinder blocks or not. They seem to be not using it as often as they did, 20, 30 years ago. But there are the organic farmers and those people that are conscientious about what they're growing and what they're putting in their garden and this and that will tend to stay away from the cinder blocks,
okay,
as well as railroad ties and pressure-treated wood and the whole thing, which
that
we know.
That I understand.
Yeah. So, but some people have said if you have the cinder block boxes, you can take out that soil and line it with plastic,
yeah,
a 6 mil thick mm-hmm. plastic, just around the sides of it. Don't put it on the bottom because you want your box to drain.
Sure.
And the little side, the nooks, those openings on the cinder blocks,
yes.
Gail was saying that she was tucking in some herbs and whatnot in there, and it, added some little interest, and she took up that space. Well, put in, grow flowers.
Oh.
Or some ornamental something of plants that you're not going to be eating if you're going to use that spot. And otherwise, you can use those cinder blocks since you seal it. I mean, you can get some sealant also at the hardware store and put it all inside the you know, just like you would seal up clay pots or something. So you would use the same sealer, seal it up, and then there you go.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, then you think of, well, that has what's going to come out of that also. So go ahead and put line it with some plastic. Go ahead and add new soil and enjoy your vegetable garden.
That's a great answer. Anybody else wondering about that or has some additional information, call us, 636-1350.
And then there are people out there, even suppliers of cinder blocks have said, no, there's never been a problem. You know, if anything, it leaches out so little and this and that. So
yeah, a lot of people use it, but certainly safe for ornamentals, that would make perfect sense too.
Yeah.
And it's a good inexpensive retaining wall that will last as long as you do, which is good also. So it is. And some people I've seen, actually they come in not just the gray, but little tan colors or slightly reddish colors. Have you seen those cinder blocks?
No, I haven't looked. So okay. I don't know. But they're probably not calling them cinder blocks. And I know they're called something else
I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. And then you have those pavers where you make those retaining walls out of those nice looking pavers.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
And I don't want to butt up in line, but pretty angry.
Oh, no.
We planted out our vegetables, our lettuces, everything this week. And since we do have slug and snail problems and earwig problems, we do deadline. We use it. It's one of the few inorganic. We use it. And I'm going to say it because we've not had real good luck with organic controls. And it's been very effective in preventing slug snails and earwigs, like Slug O Plus, the pelletized ones.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's happened, but everything has been devastated, almost just skeletonized, eaten. We don't see any snail trails at all. We see nothing insect-wise infestation. I've gone out in the middle of the night looking with a flashlight, can't find anything, but everything that was planted last week is like gone. Do you have any idea what could be eating vegetable starts?
You say skeletonized, so the leaves are still the plant, the root system, the stem, everything is still there, but the bulk of the plant
is gone.
Do you ever go outside? Okay, this is funny because I have the same problem, believe it or not, and I have the broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, lettuces, Swiss chard, kale, on and on and on and on. And I've got rows and rows and rows of these. Every single plant, I'd say 99.9% of my plants, also have been skeletonized. But it kind of stopped. And now the new growth that's coming out seems to be okay. So I'm thinking, you don't see any dead bodies from all the deadline you put out there?
I don't.
No dead bodies or anything?
No.
Okay.
No corpses.
Do you ever go outside in your yard and see birds that just fly away? They see you coming? Oh, here comes Stephen
and
Annette, fly away.
I'm sure I do, but I don't, you know, it doesn't register. They just are birds.
I'm thinking it's birds because I'm thinking that's what's in my garden. I don't have any slime trails. I don't have any snails and slugs out there because we've had the chickens out there for so long. The chickens have eaten everything up. I've gone out there at night. I haven't seen anything. But every time I walk out in that direction, here go a bunch of birds.
Uh-huh.
Those little, they're not towhees. They're a little smaller than that. Those little brownish gray looking birds.
Oh, they're cute little birds. They come with a bird feeder.
No, my bird feeders are empty.
Oh.
So that's probably why they're going after my vegetables. Duh. Okay. I think they're birds.
You do.
Because I looked at the leaves, and if you can stare at them for a while and you look at the way the holes have been taken out, they're almost like a little V shape.
Okay.
And they just keep pecking holes at the edges. They keep pulling off the leaves, you know, little sections of the leaves, and then they leave the stems, they leave the veins of the leaves, and they're just eating up all the juicy.
Well, see, I didn't think to put Rime row cover over all these.
Well, I don't when I start off with you know, plants like
that. We don't either.
But I do with when I have seeds.
Yeah.
Because I know they come and they've annihilated.
But I never thought with plants I'd have to put protection against something like birds. But now I'm thinking, gosh, maybe I do.
I'm thinking you do. I'm seriously thinking it's birds because I don't have any earwigs out there. I went out at night, like I said. There's nothing out there. The only creature that could be doing this, the little stinkers, the
little
birds.
We need to take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. If you have some input, have you planted out any winter starts and are they disappearing? What have you noticed? 636-1350. We'd like to hear from you this morning. If it's happening to you, it's happening to me, you can bet it's happening to others. We'll be back after this for the second half hour of Garden Talk live at KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Ian Clark, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The crab feeds are back at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves fresh local seafood and American cuisine year-round. Starting Friday, December 2nd, their popular crab feeds are back with fresh-caught chilled crab, their famous clam chowder, pasta salad, and French bread. Served from 5 to 9 p.m., reservations are recommended. Call the Tides Wharf Restaurant at 875-3652 or go online to innatthetides.com. Make a weekend of it and book a room at the Inn at the Tides. Each room has a view of the bay and fireplace rooms are available. Special room rates for the crab feed guests. You can enjoy breakfast at the Tides Wharf Restaurant starting at 7 a.m. Get your reservations now for the Tides Wharf Restaurant Crab Feeds, only available twice each month, so call now, 875-3652, or online at inatthetides.com.
That was some holiday party over at Mom and Dad's new place.
Yeah, what are we going to get them this year? They already have matching Snuggies.
Well, their new house is nice, but did you see their yard?
Oh, I sure did. God, the only thing worse was that awful Scotty Dog holiday sweater that Dad was wearing.
Maybe we should get the whole family to give them gift cards from Urban Tree Farm Nursery.
That's a great idea. Then Mom and Dad could go to Urban Tree Farm and pick out the plants and trees that they want for their landscape from Urban Tree Farm's huge 20-acre selection.
Wow, a complete landscape from Urban Tree Farm. Now that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I guess it beats the Jelly of the Month Club.
Come in now and check out the selection of our live Christmas trees. Urban Tree Farm has a great selection of blue spruce and many other living Christmas trees. Like us on Facebook for all the latest deals, as well as landscape care reminders, tips, and how-to videos.
Welcome back.
Last year, we cared for 3 million people in more than 100 Northern California communities.
Glad you're feeling better.
With personalized care, so you can get the treatment you need to get back to the life you love.
Al, you're back.
Making it easier than ever to sniffle in and smile out.
Hey, wow, you look better.
There he is. He's back.
Want to feel your best? Get better with Sutter Health. Find your doctor at SutterDoctor.org.
It's time to pump up the holiday spirit in seconds. Right now at the Home Depot, a 9-foot Santa or snowman inflatable is just $29.88. You save over $30. A friendly 9-foot Santa or not-so-abominable snowman will welcome family and friends and the real Santa to your home in a big way. A big, instantly inflatable way. Save $30 on a 9-foot snowman or Santa inflatable, only $29.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 23rd. Limit 3 per customer.
Hashtag Boycott Hamilton is one of the top trending on Twitter now. The sentiment, which many say they intend to be tongue-in-cheek, comes after one of the lead actors in the Broadway show called out Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who was in the audience last night. Brandon Victor Dixon told him he hopes the Trump administration works for all Americans.
I think the crowd's reaction was natural. You know, there were some boos and there were some cheers. We are a diverse America, and they represented that.
President-elect Trump is now demanding an apology from the show. Mr. Trump is expected to meet in about a half an hour from now with Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. In 2012, GOP presidential nominee has been mentioned as a possible choice for Secretary of State. President Obama is in Peru for the annual Asia-Pacific Summit. He's meeting with the leader of that nation today and with the president of China. A winter storm is putting the upper Midwest in the deep freeze, and it's heading east. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Overcast and rainy today at 60 degrees inland and on the coast. Cloudy and rainy tonight. Low 55 inland and on the shores. Sunday, cloudy with a bit more rain at 59, 60 in Bodega Bay. Monday, partly cloudy at 64, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner. Welcome to the show. Our 28th edition of our pre-Thanksgiving Garden Talk with Steve and Gwen. 636-1350 if you'd like to join us. We'd like the chance to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and, of course, answer any gardening questions you might have, things you should or shouldn't be doing at this time of year with our bountiful, beautiful rain. Anything interesting happening to you this week in your garden, Gwen?
Let me see. Well, let's see. Oh, I have a funny story to tell. My funny story.
Please share it.
Okay, remember a month ago, I was talking about something was eating my big, giant tomatoes?
Oh,
like
taking
nibbles out of it.
And I've never seen you as angry, actually.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it was a rat after what happened to me yesterday. So anyway, okay, everything's cleaned out in the garden, this and that, and I'm getting ready to dump all the horse manure out there yesterday. And so, you know, I took my neighbor's chipper and I was putting those sunflower stalks through it, right? Yes. So, okay, so I'm walking around in the garden. I'm kind of towards the street there. So it's a little bit noisy, you know, and I'm bending down and I'm pulling some big weeds out and this and that. So I still have a few of the sunflower stalks, the branches, the side branches that are on the ground. So, okay, they'll decompose. Well, I was just minding my own business, just thinking about all the stuff I have to do. Now, picture this. You're bending down, you're pulling weeds out, minding your own business, and then you step on one of those branches, and this baseball-sized old sunflower head comes, like, popping up at your face. And, you know, I had the issue with the rats on the tomatoes, so yes. I thought it was a rat coming at me, and I jumped up. God. 10 feet, screaming and yelling and hopping all around. And then I realized that I stepped on a sunflower stalk branch, and it was the sunflower thing that came at me, but I thought it was a rat. And then afterwards, after I calmed down, I thought, you know what? We should really compose ourselves, and this is gross, and not open your mouth and scream, because what if that rat runs up into your mouth?
Ah.
Well, you know, it's like one of those horror movies that you think of.
But this is a valuable lesson for you, huh?
Wow.
When hit by something unidentified, do not open your mouth and
cover
scream.
Cover your mouth if you
when
have
you scream.
To. Yeah.
You weren't injured, I trust.
No, but it scared
but
me.
But your pride was injured.
It was like this thing's coming at me. It's like, well, oh, shoo.
That's a very funny garden-related story. Anybody else there have anything funny to share with us? Give us a call, 636-1350. Out in the garden, something that is funny happened. You can give us a fake name if you're too embarrassed.
If I could tell people my stories,
That's true, but other people might be more shy. 636-1350. And no one on hold right now. We can go right to calls when and if people would care to call. I know it's rainy and a lot of people are hunkered in this morning, drinking coffee and tea and reading the papers and maybe looking at some of their last year's seed catalogs. Or dreaming about.
And they might have made notes, like I suggested, making a garden journal so you know what vegetable varieties worked well, what perennials need to be moved, things that you need to do in the springtime. You know, your little garden journal is a fun thing to do.
I wonder how many people actually keep garden journals. It seems almost like a quaint notion. Obviously, if you're in the production world, commercial, that you keep scrupulous records. But I wonder how many home gardens. I know you had mentioned many years ago that you started keeping a gardening journal when you were nine years old. Wasn't it when you were a kid?
Probably more like 12.
12.
I think. Yeah. 9, I think that's too young. No,
but
more
still.
Like 12 is when I started my first garden. So.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you still had those?
Yeah, one
journals?
Of my sisters dumped it when my parents sold their house and I'm out here and they didn't save anything of mine.
How many of us have the same stories about when the parents sold the house and what suddenly disappeared after the fact?
Oh, well, that's not just one book. There were many because every year I would have my garden journal. So
and,
who knows
and the
how
standard
many
response
years?
Is, we didn't think you'd want that, Steve.
Yes.
Well,
I got the same.
Maybe
thing.
You could have asked me.
Yeah. I did stop writing the garden journal when I went to college, though.
But you
I didn't have
but
a
you
garden,
did it for
so.
5 years or so.
Oh, I did it since I was 12 because I remember the books that I used, these writing tablets. And then I stopped, went to college. Then I didn't have a garden after college until and then
started up again.
Yeah. when I moved out here, actually.
Let's start over in the West County. Char would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Good morning, Char.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Two things. I was waiting since last week to hear what you said on the cinder block garden, because I just finished probably a month ago putting one in that is about 20 by 40. And
one big planter box?
Well, it's on a hillside area, so it's like 4 feet high on the low side and then 2 feet on the other.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I just have a big garden area now.
Okay.
And I lined it with the hardware cloth to try and keep the gophers out, because mm-hmm. Sebastopol has an abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so I guess it's 50-50 whether I did not line the cinder block. So it's something I guess I could do with plastic maybe a little at a time, but I just finished filling it with compost and topsoil. So,
what did you want to plant in it?
Just the normal garden stuff. I live out in the country, and I'm just with deer everywhere and, mm-hmm. and all. So I finally have got a fenced area, and now I've got it protected from gophers, and I can go from here.
Okay. Well, if you think about it, on the low side where it's 4 feet, and that's where the cinder block wall is, right, to hold up that soil?
Correct. Well, no, it's all cinder block, even on the 4 feet, 4 feet high and down to 2 feet. It's one big retaining wall all the way around.
Okay, so it's four sides. On the high side of the slope is still, is you have
on the high side is about 2 feet high.
Okay.
On the low side is about 4 feet.
Okay.
High,
well,
to make it even.
So being that, how wide is it again? 20 feet?
About 20.
So why not just plant all your vegetables in the center part?
Well, you know what? I can do that. And maybe some nasturtium or something along the edges and something with color.
There's lots of things that you could plant along the edges. You know, perennial cascading plants and, you know, cascading shrubbery, ground covers, the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, and so you just have little pathways in there that you can get to your vegetables in the center part. And that would have the least issues if anything was going to leach out of those cinder blocks.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's all doable. I think, well, that's great that you have that big of a garden spot now compared to what you didn't have before.
Yes.
And it's gopher proof, deer proof, and wow, you're good to go.
But I'm talking about the little vegetable starts that have become just skeletons. I am experiencing the same thing, and I have had mine. I took some of the leftover hardware cloth after I first noticed them being eaten and covered that, did a hoop effect, and still it never stopped anything. So that takes away the bird effect, at least on mine. And I don't know what else it can be.
If you have a hoop effect, there's no way that they can go through the sides or anything?
It's too low. It's like 4 inches high is all. And they wouldn't go in under, I don't think. So anyhow, I'll be waiting to see if you guys find what's eating yours, because I think it's the same thing, but in my case, I know it's not birds.
All right. Have you seen any birds sitting on top of the wire and poking
No,
your nose
I haven't.
No.
No. And I've got lots of birds out here, but I just don't think that's the case here.
Okay, but are you telling us that the edges are completely sealed, that there's no room, even a few inches, for something to scoot underneath?
Oh, no. The ends are open.
They're open.
About
the ends are open, but it's at the height of it, it's only about 4 inches high.
You know?
That's big.
That's
a lot of space. Do you know how big a towhee is? A towhee is about 3 inches high, and they are voracious. I mean,
would they go in and in under something that's, this is like 4 feet in length, and this stuff's eaten all the way through?
Well, unless it's completely sealed, you can't rule out
Okay.
You cannot rule out that some birds might be able, small, tiny birds could get underneath there. Gwen?
Yeah, because remember, some people have said they've covered their cherry trees with bird netting.
Yep.
And, you know, they kind of covered it, got it hanging on the ground somewhat, but there were openings
with
there,
a few
and
inches
the birds
on the
would go,
is
still
that right?
Go in there. They would go in, and they know how to go in and out.
And you would think that they would be afraid to get caught in the netting underneath, but they were not.
But they don't know what netting is. So
well, that's
like
true, too.
But just
a little bit. Remember, they said in a few places that the tarp, the netting, was not secure all the way around the tree.
Okay.
That birds got underneath there and went in and ate the fruit.
Okay. I was telling Steve, Tara, that we should get one of those motion cameras.
Yes.
And then we have a friend that has one. He'll let us borrow it. Yeah, so
we should do that.
Well, okay. You let the rest of us know what you find.
Okay.
Well,
in the meantime, I'll go out and block the ends of this and see if that does anything.
Okay. And, and please call us back because we want to hear that I blocked the ends, Steve and Gwen, and nothing's eating them anymore. You were right.
Okay. I'll let you know if that's the case.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye.
Have fun with your new planter box.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sarah will talk to you next. It's Garden Talk at KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's home of Key Auto Body Friday Night Lights, the high school football game of the week. Fridays at 7 on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is Lawrence Amaturo, owner of News Talk KSRO, with good news from our community. From the upside, here's Steve Jackson.
The United Way of the Wine Country has been helping low-income families and seniors with their tax returns with their Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. This year was the busiest year yet, with more than 5,200 returns filed during 2016. That far exceeds expectations. They helped return $6.8 million, a $1 million increase over last year. This helps our community become more financially stable and helps, obviously, our local economy. See all the good work they're doing at UnitedWayWineCountry.org.
The Upside is presented by a community grant from Jackson Family Wines. Since 1982, Jackson Family Wines has put the same care into their employees, communities, and natural resources as they have into producing world-class wines.
Sustainability is the root of their vision of good land, water, and energy management. Jackson Family Wines was honored for their commitment to renewable energy with the 2016 Green Power Leadership Award by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Jackson Family Wines is also dedicated to being good community partners. Last year, they implemented Rooted for Good, a Jackson Family Wines volunteer program that gives their employees time to volunteer at local nonprofits. Learn more at JacksonFamilyWines.com.
Today we join Quick Draw McJaw and his faithful sidekick, Baba Looney, as they search for authentic Mexican food.
I think we should stop in right here, Senor Quick Draw.
I'll do the thinning around here, Baba Looney. Let's see, the sign reads, Puerto Vallarta Mexican Restaurant and Cantina. Sounds Mexican enough to me.
Si, Quick Draw, I'm thirsty.
Says here they have a full bar.
What do you suppose a Mexican dream is?
I don't know. I guess one of those fancy coffee drinks.
Wow, Senor Quick Draw, look at Puerto Vallarta menu.
Yep, I'm a gandering at this here fajitadilla.
That's fajitadilla.
That's what it said, my shrimp sized sidekick. It's served with your choice of marinated chicken, prawns, or beef with onions, peppers, rice, and beans on the side, plus a tortilla.
Tortilla.
Yum, yum, yummy. They've even got taco salads here at Puerto Vallarta.
Taco.
Puerto Vallarta, 3333 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. Lunch specials daily starting at 5.
Take your career to the next level and join the winning team at Graton Resort and Casino. Come by our job fair Saturday, December 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. Opportunities are waiting. Plus, free blackjack dealer school is available with a $1,000 hiring bonus. Best of all, full-time team members enjoy great benefits, including paid time off, medical, 401k, free meals, and more. Visit GraytonResortCasino.com today for more information on our job fair on Saturday, December 3rd.
Let's welcome Sarah to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi. I have a comment,
Gwen, I called you earlier that my azaleas weren't blooming, and you made several suggestions. Well, I've got one azalea that's in full bloom right now.
Yep. Doesn't surprise me.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I saw one the other day, and I stopped and looked, and I went, oh, my gosh, that's an azalea in full bloom. Why are you doing this?
Yes, and I haven't changed location. I didn't change anything.
Is this the first year it's blooming at this time of the year?
Yes.
So it's way out of whack.
Yes. But I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm just thrilled.
Isn't that funny? You know, it might also bloom in the springtime when it's supposed to, but probably not as many flowers as it is now. Uh-huh. And I know I spoke to somebody at the Sonoma Horticultural Nursery out there in Sebastopol, asking them, like when I was working at Callaway's Nursery, because we would have azaleas and rhododendrons that would be blooming in the wintertime when they should be blooming in May or June. And I forgot the lady's name, of course. And she said that these plants, sometimes something in them gets triggered. The flowering response gets triggered, and then it just starts to flower. And it's probably weather-related, you know, with hot and cold. And it was just one too many sparks of cold that it thinks, oh, it's winter. It's springtime now. It's warming up. Now I have to bloom.
Well, you remember last week it was 76 degrees for like 5, 6 days straight
days.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So it's
Well, I wanted to say thank you for your advice, which I didn't follow.
Fine. Don't call us anymore.
I appreciate it anyway. I also have a question regarding butternut squash. The plants are still viable. How do I know when to pick the butternut squash?
I know nothing. I can't help you.
And you wouldn't tell me even if you did, right?
No, you know I will.
What's a butternut squash?
Generally, a real good, what is that, general rule of thumb, is that you just wait for the plants to die down.
Okay.
And then you know that the fruit is not getting any more nutrients or anything. It's just shut down and it's going to, the plant dies down. You just cut the stem. Don't pull the butternut squash or any winter squashes off of the vine. Just get some pruners and cut it because you want to keep that stem attached to the squash.
Oh,
a lot of times if that stem breaks off, then you have an opening there where that spot's going to slowly start molding on you and then you can't store it. But if but if it does break off, you just that's the first one you're going to eat and there you go. So
that's really good to know.
Sometimes, you know, like we had frost a few nights ago last night. So that alone might have shut your plants down too, and you'll see the leaves are wilting and you can see you don't have to wait for the plants to turn brown. You could see that the plant is just obviously on its way out, and then you can go ahead and harvest the squash.
Okay.
But if the squashes aren't that beautiful peachy kind of color, if there's still some green hint to it, then that squash is not fully mature and probably won't be very sweet and tasty.
Okay.
But still use it and mix it up in soups or something or stews or, you know, you add lots of spices and stuff and, you know, it'll still be good. So don't throw it away.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. This is the first year I've had butternut, and my delicata only produced one fruit, and the plant was gone, so I picked it. I haven't cooked it yet.
So one squash per
one
vine?
One squash, yes.
Wow. Usually you get like two, but, well, something happened along the line there, and it just kind of petered out on you. But so now you know delicata is a really delicious sweet squash.
Oh, they're
squash.
Heavenly.
Yeah, so grow a few more plants next year so you know you'll have a few more.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Thank you guys.
Yes.
You too.
You're welcome.
Right back after this.
The Robert Dobby Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did you know Sonoma County has one of the highest volunteer rates in the nation? That makes us Sonoma proud. United Way of the Wine Country needs English and bilingual volunteers for the United Way-led Earn It, Keep It, Save It free tax assistance program. Help low to moderate income working families and individuals get back the money they deserve at tax time by training as a volunteer. Too many local individuals and families struggle to make ends meet. You can really help. No prior tax experience needed. More than $25 million in refunds have been brought back to our communities through the Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. Volunteers help ensure all tax credits are taken by those who qualify. Become a tax preparer, greeter, resource table assistant, or interpreter during tax season. Show your Sonoma pride. Volunteer today. It's fun, rewarding, and a great resume builder. Training is free. Learn more at UnitedWayWineCountry.org or call 528-4485.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
One of the questions I'm asked most often by business owners is how much should my advertising budget be? And most people are expecting some kind of dollar amount in my answer. But the more important question is, where does your advertising budget come from? If you're like many businesses, you'd say, my advertising spend comes whenever I have the money to afford it. Unfortunately, this approach means you're always behind. If you wait until times are good to advertise, you'll never feel the benefit when times aren't so good, which is often when you need it most. In other words, you should think of advertising as a cost of sales. Set yourself a regular advertising budget and make the amount a flat percentage of your annual costs, say 5% to begin, and spend that budget month in, month out. Do this and your advertising will be a real long-term investment in your business and give you a real return.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
Good morning, Marina. Hope we can help you. Got about a minute and a half. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Okay, I'll be brief. I got a dwarf hibiscus that was given to me. It's about a foot tall. I brought it indoors because of the change in the weather, and I'm just wondering how to take care of it. It's been blooming daily. Yesterday I had three blooms on it even, and the little tag on it says that this thing infrequently blooms.
Wow. So, what color? What color flowers?
Kind of a dark brown.
Dark brown flowers?
Right. Uh-huh.
Is it one of those tropical hibiscus?
It says it's, I can't pronounce it, but it's got dark reddish brown flowers and leaves on it, and it's just gorgeous.
What, can you, hibiscus, what's the species name? What can't you pronounce?
Oh, acetosella.
That's the species name?
That's what it says hibiscus on the little tag.
Brownish, is it a ground cover-y looking?
Well, that's what they say. They use it in borders.
Okay. Keep it in morning sunlight, even half the day sunlight would be fine. Sunlight, easy on the watering, and then you put it back out in the spring.
Okay, but now should I top it at all and fertilize it?
No, just leave it alone. You could give it a little bit of houseplant food once a month or so, diluted, very little flour, very little fertilizer.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me then. And don't worry, but it's blooming. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, just okay. Leave it alone.
We're out of time.
Don't
okay,
overwater.
Very good.
Don't overwater it.
Don't water it.
Don't overwater.
Don't overwater.
Don't over. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's KSRO Santa Rosa. Hour number two of Garden Talk coming up.
Thank you.
Donald Trump banking his way past reporters as he arrived at his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey today. And one of those meetings is about to take place. The president-elect sitting down with Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts in 2012. GOP presidential nominee is reportedly being considered for Secretary of State. ABC News contributor and conservative commentator Bill Kristol says it could be a sign of what to expect in a Trump administration.
The media is being a little unfair here. I mean, on the one hand, Trump's criticized, I think correctly in some ways, for appointing loyalists who shouldn't perhaps be in the highest positions. Then he reaches out to Mitt Romney, who is unquestionably qualified for this job, who's been a harsh critic of Trump, who doesn't agree with Trump on everything. It shows a kind of open-mindedness on Trump's part, honestly, and I think rising to the job.
The picks Mr. Trump has made so far are getting the thumbs up from supporters and pushback from opponents, including for this position.
Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, tapped for National Security Advisor, gets high praise for his intelligence work. Former CIA Director Mike Hayden complimenting Flynn, saying he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism. But he's also been criticized for recent comments, tweeting that fear of Muslims is rational.
ABC's Gloria Riviera. President Obama in Lima, Peru for the annual Asia-Pacific Summit. He's meeting today with the leader of that nation and with the president of China. This is Mr. Obama's last foreign trip as president. Protests in Austin, Texas today at the unveiling of an African American history memorial on the state capitol grounds. Some of the demonstrators against it, others shouting at the protesters. A week-old newborn baby girl in Wichita, Kansas, who went missing after her mother was shot to death, has been found alive in Dallas. Two people are under arrest. You're listening to ABC News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
A yoga instructor accused of killing her own twin sister while they were on a trip to Hawaii is now being held on $3 million bail, but it took authorities weeks to find Alexandra Duvall.
So Warrior 2 and Warrior 1 are very similar.
The business partner sisters were driving along a windy road in Maui in May. Duvall behind the wheel when their SUV plunged off a 200-foot cliff, killing her sister Anastasia in the passenger seat. Duvall insisted it was a tragic accident, but investigators called it intentional, saying they found evidence the Ford Explorer accelerated in the final seconds.
ABC's Marcy Gonzalez, an American astronaut, is blasting off into the record books again.
It's a few more records for Peggy Whitson. The Iowa-born astronaut's already spent 377 consecutive days in space, the longest streak by a woman. But when the 56-year-old lifted off from Kazakhstan Friday, she became the oldest woman ever in space. And she'll become the first woman to command the International Space Station twice when the crew arrives. In an ABC profile, Whitson explained why space exploration is so important.
Everything that we do for space exploration pays back on Earth.
The crew will stay on board the station until next spring. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We're heading into a busy holiday travel period, and this may not help some people who are trying to get an early start. A winter storm's put the upper Midwest into the deep freeze. This is ABC News.
Honoring our veterans.
What am I, Blair Underwood, grateful for? Well, you might think it has something to do with acting on stage or screen. But when I think about the lessons I learned from my father, who served our nation proud as a colonel in the U.S. Army, I'm filled with gratitude. So please join me today in thanking a proud veteran.
DAV, Disabled American Veterans, helps more than a million veterans in life-changing ways every year. Get help or support more victories for veterans at DAV.org.
Daria Albinger, ABC.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Overcast and rainy today at 60 degrees, inland and on the coast. Cloudy and rainy tonight, low 55, inland and on the shores. Sunday, cloudy with a bit more rain at 59, 60 in Bodega Bay. Monday, partly cloudy at 64, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.